last portion of the show today is devoted to talking about an event coming to North Platte in March. And we have in studio with us to talk about it, we've got Michelle Murdoch. Michelle, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you today?
I'm doing very good, as long as I stay warm. I'm doing good. You were telling me beforehand that you like 90 degrees and over. And
yes.
It's the complete opposite outside right now. But we'll get through it and get warmer, and we'll be okay. So we have this event called Pot of Wishes, and this has been going on since 2022, you said, was the start?
Yes.
So that would make this the fifth year, if I count correctly, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26,
yep.
All right, fifth year,
yep.
So kind of hit the first milestone, I guess, along the way, huh?
Yes, yes.
So, first of all, I think most people have heard of the Make-A-Wish Foundation, both the national. I didn't know that there was a specific state Make-A-Wish foundations or whatever you call it. It's Make-A-Wish Nebraska, I guess it just stems from. What is Make-A-Wish Nebraska's purpose?
Yes, Make-A-Wish Nebraska brings hope and joy to children with critical illnesses. Their mission is to create long-changing wishes that not only lift the spirits of these children, but also inspire their families and local communities. Anyone can refer a child, a family member, medical professional, or even the child themselves. So referrals are easy and can be submitted online at www.wish.org/refer.
So to nominate someone, I mean, these children have to be dealing with a medical issue pretty much to qualify. Is that what it kind of comes down to?
Yes.
Okay. And so they, as you mentioned, they can be referred, and then do they just go online, basically, and fill out a form there?
Yes.
Okay. And then once they do that, they have to be nominated by
yeah.
the organization?
Yeah, it kind of gets looked at, and then I'm not 100% sure on exactly how mm-hmm. people are chosen and things like that, but mm-hmm. It goes into they look at them, and then it gets matched with a wish, basically, and that's where the yep. donators come in to play, because mm-hmm. they donate to match these wishes and raise money for those.
Right. I mean, and then. So when they nominate a child, then the child has a wish that they put with a nomination, basically.
Kind of, yes, because there's okay. different levels and different different depending on what the child picks. Like, there's been okay. anywhere from like a snowboarding trip to Disney World to going to a professional basketball game, meeting Guy Fieri. There's all sorts of wishes.
That'd be an interesting one.
Yes, yes. So they can kind of range in what the children want and mm-hmm. what Make-A-Wish has access to.
Okay. So we have coming up next month here in North Platte, March 19th, Pot of Wishes is what it's called. And it's taking place at Venue 304, just here a couple blocks north of us here in North Platte. And is this one of your main fundraisers this year?
Yes, it is one okay. of the main fundraisers. It is this specific event, Pot of Wishes, is presented by the Hershey Agency and Hershey State Bank. They are our mm-hmm. title sponsor again this year, which is awesome that they do that for Make-A-Wish.
Mm-hmm.
It's the signature fundraising event, and it plays a yeah. vital role in helping them raise the funds needed to grant wishes throughout the state.
Okay.
And so especially out here in greater Nebraska.
Okay. They do these across the state, I'm guessing, different events like this across
yep.
the state?
Yep. They have an event, and mm-hmm. they have, like, the Blue Jean Ball, and they have the gala in Kearney, and they have a couple other events, and some other ones also, but this is one of the bigger ones mm-hmm. also.
And do they all go to the state organization now?
Yes.
All
yes.
the money's collected to make wishes come true for the kids, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We're all about that. What can people expect when they purchase tickets to this event?
Yes, when you purchase tickets to Pot of Wishes, you're in for really an inspiring night. Attendees will enjoy moving stories from wish recipients, which is also very touching. Delicious food, exciting silent and live auction items. And it's a wonderful opportunity to connect with other folks in the community and to raise money for a great cause.
All right. That is great. Lots of good things. So, they're going to, they need to go online to get the tickets. Real easy. Just visit the website potowishes.org, right?
Yes.
That's all they need to do. Now, today, there's a deadline today. Tell people what they're going to save if they get in today and make the commitment today to grab tickets.
Yes, today is the last day for the early bird special. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets for $40 per person. Today is the last day, like I said. After that, it's $50 per person. And with that, you get food, 2 drink tickets. You can we'll have free green beer from Pals while supplies last.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Because of that, it is a 21 and over event because there will be drinking going on. So just be aware of that and your request business casual attire.
Yes.
For the event. I suppose you could wear a tuxedo if you want to, or a real fancy dress if you're a lady, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Whatever suits you, whatever you want to do to commemorate this event. Will it be kind of a St. Patrick's Day theme?
Yes, it will.
In venue 304, will it be kind of decorated and a lot of green going on?
Yep, and the green beer will be provided by Powell's.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just thinking, you know, popping in my head, could you dress as a leprechaun? Would that be acceptable?
Sure. All are welcome.
The green outfit and the top hat.
Yes.
For sure. I don't know how much you'd have to pay me to get me to do that, but I suppose at a certain point I might take you up on that. Whatever. So we just encourage people to get involved in this. Have you gotten good pre-sale on this?
We have. Okay. We have gotten a number of early bird people mm-hmm. wanting to take advantage of the early bird special.
So about, do you know about how many tickets we have left?
I don't right at this moment, sorry.
Okay. But probably better bite on this here pretty early and make a decision because when do you average usually selling out tickets?
Yeah, usually we get so that's kind of why this year we did the early bird special because a lot of events depend on the weather, if the weather's nice or not, how many people come out.
Sure.
So we wanted to get early purchases in instead of people waiting to the last minute. So, but usually we sell even tickets the day of if people decide that they want to come. So,
okay, what is the capacity over there at venue 304? When are you going to cut off as far as people purchasing tickets?
I think it's around 300.
Yeah,
but I'm not for
I was
sure.
thinking that was about it, right. I've been in there and it's got a lot of space for sure.
Yes. So we'll have tables for people to sit at. So it will be, you won't have to stand or anything like that. And
good.
So you can eat your food easily.
Good.
Yeah. And listen to the auction.
Good.
Yes. We have some great auction items.
So we encourage everyone to get involved in this. The best thing is when you go to events, yeah, sure, you love the drinks, you get to mingle with people, enjoy the hors d'oeuvres, the silent live auctions that are taking place, and just the buzz that's going on there. But to know you're doing it, and your money that you spend for this is going to grant wishes to children that are dealing with these health issues, sometimes severe health issues. And in many cases, it's going to take their life way before they, you know, deserve. But just to know that has to make you feel good. That's got to be, imagine, the best feeling, probably even from your standpoint, putting on an event like this, knowing that it's going to fulfill wishes for a lot of children.
Yes. And since 2022, since we got involved, it has been, my husband and I have been donating to Make-A-Wish prior to that. Mm-hmm. But this event got established, and it's been amazing to be involved and see the wishes that have been granted mm-hmm. and that meet the children and things like that. That's
so what motivated touching. You to get involved? Do you have a child?
We don't have a Make-A-Wish child, but we just you know, we have two children. Mm-hmm. One had not even severe issues when she was born, like, and we ended up at Children's Hospital, just kind of very minimal, mm-hmm. seriously, in the whole scheme of things that can go wrong mm-hmm. with children. But sitting there in Children's Hospital in Omaha and seeing the magnitude of the children that come in there and seeing that, we wanted to get involved somehow. And so that's how we kind of came and started being involved with Make-A-Wish.
Kind of tugged at your heartstrings when you yes. had that experience and you said, I want to do something that shows I care about. The children that were dealing with much worse things than your child, right?
Right. And I can't imagine the parents that go along with it, the worry.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to think more about people like that. People, I mean, we throw attention, I think, on people with financial needs and aren't able to get food on the table and pay bills and things like that. But as far as children, that's the worst thought that, you know, these illnesses take their lives so young. And I think of all the telethons that Jerry Lewis did growing up every year on the Labor Day telethons dealing with muscular dystrophy, but there's many other diseases. Cancer is a big thing too. Many
yes.
different types of cancer that ravage children, and of course we see from time to time the commercials on TV. I know too. Sometimes you see that. Too, but we don't often, I think, allow ourselves to put ourselves in that situation as a parent, or thinking about what if I had to deal with that as a kid. The kids seem to adapt better than I think the adults a lot of times too. But it's just an awful thought to think, gosh, you know, when you're born, you have, you know, all this promise, and think of what I can accomplish, and then to have that derailed by an illness. I just can't imagine what that would be like for both kids and the parents. But this is an event where you're raising money to basically send a Make-A-Wish and grant these kids wishes, and something that they really like to happen. You mentioned some of that ranging. What is the most unique wish that you've heard of that's been granted for a child in Nebraska?
I don't know. There's so many that have been seriously unique. The Guy Fieri one was one of them.
I thought that I would not think of that as a child's wish, but obviously.
Yes. That was actually one of our local wish recipients here in North Platte.
No kidding.
Yes.
No kidding.
So,
good deal.
Yeah, snowboarding. I've, like I said, one wanted to be able to go camping one last time.
Yeah.
This was like kind of during COVID when a lot of the parks weren't open. So there,
sure.
you know, that type of thing, like a camper was involved, and playhouses, and there's all sorts of things that kids dream up. And mm-hmm. it's kind of amazing to see that come to fruition.
Yeah. I mean, if I would have been dealing with that as a kid, I would have picked out, I had sports idols, so I would have picked, I would have definitely picked out one of those and said, can I meet one of my idols on that? So, just a great thing. And I'm sure, after you raise money, then you hear these stories later on of how the money was used to fulfill wishes, and that makes it all worthwhile, to be sure. Again, just to kind of put a wrap on this, Pot of Wishes, and again, the date is March 19th. That's a Thursday, by the way, and 5:30 p.m. will be the time at venue 304 at 304 East 5th Street. Gosh, I wonder if that's why they named it venue 304, perhaps.
I'm guessing.
21 and over event, business casual attire, and they'll serve hors d'oeuvres and drinks. And you and your husband, Sean, are going to be one of the host couples, along with Gary and Nancy Byrne. And tickets online at potowishes.org. And today, final day for early bird discount, $40. After today, goes up to $50. And And then you say, usually even on the day of, there's a few spaces left. So
yes.
If they want to wait until the last minute, you know, because they just don't know what's going to happen. And there are people that live their life last minute and kind of say, well, let's go do this, you know.
Yes.
And so you'll probably have a few spots available, and they can just show up and take it in. Anything else, Michelle, while you're here, you'd like to mention surrounding this event or the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
Yes. One of the other things that a business here in town is graciously doing for this event, A Pot of Wishes, is Super Suds. They are going to be doing from March 2nd to March 8th. Anytime you go get your car washed or buy some car washes, a portion of the proceeds is going to go towards this event in Make-A-Wish.
Super Suds, huh?
Yes.
All right. And where's the place where they take their... Is that the name of the,
yep.
the business?
Yep. Okay. Super Suds Car Wash.
Super Suds.
Yep.
So they're taking a portion of the proceeds they get that week?
Yep. They're going to give it, yep, to Make-A-Wish.
Okay. So if you can't make this event, go get your car washed the week of March 2nd. And a portion of that's going to be going to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Michelle Murdoch's been our guest here to wrap up Mugs on this Friday. Thanks so much for dropping by, and hope you get a big turnout on the 19th of March.
Yes, thank
Take
you.
Take care.